There were street riots. A party of thugs was hired to kill the popular tribune. Tiberius Gracchus was attacked when he entered the assembly and was beaten to death. 10 years later, his brother Gaius tried the experiment of reforming a nation against the expressed wishes of a strong privileged class. He passed a poor law, which was meant to help the destitute farmers. Eventually, it made the greater part of the Roman citizens into professional beggars. He established colonies of destitute people in distant parts of the empire, but these settlements failed to attract the right sort of people. Before Gaius Gracchus could do more harm, he too was murdered, and his followers were either killed or exiled. The first two reformers had been gentlemen. The two who came after were of a very different stamp. They were professional soldiers. One was called Marius. The name of the other was Sulla. Both enjoyed a large personal following. Sulla was the leader of the landowners. Marius, the victor in a great battle at the foot of the Alps, when the Teutons and the Cimbri had been annihilated, was the popular hero of the disinherited freemen. Now it happened in the year 88 BC that the Senate of Rome was greatly disturbed by rumors that came from Asia. Mithridates, king of a country along the shores of the Black Sea, and a Greek on his mother's side, had seen the possibility of establishing a second Alexandrian empire.